State on the front. This is one of the radios. My see what he's up. Try it out. So I don't even know where. I think it's a bullpen, but it's a bullpen. It's all right. I just keep it in trucks and knocking around now.
My God, is there a lot of frickin' noise around here? Got the jets and the diesels and everything else going on. Is that a, I guess that's an HT you're running here anyway, so, it's good enough, it works. It's all that matters. One of those little knock-around rigs, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's the price of, you know what I'm saying? How can you refuse it? Guy comes in the house and throws it on the desk. Why not? Just keep it in the truck.
Guess you didn't have to spend a lot of money on it. Hopefully it wasn't over a couple hundred dollars here. Anyway, it works. That's still what counts. Anyway, I'm going to have to get going here. They're very strict about time allocation for lunch, and mandates from the head honcho came down today. So let me get in there and get back to it. Used to be able to take half an hour for lunch. Now I take 20 minutes if I at all. And you watch the clock like hawks. So good luck on getting your parts that you need from Home Depot. And I know you're working on the house and painting. Maybe I'll catch you a little later in the afternoon. I'll probably be on 3500 in the afternoon. So 73, and I'll see you later. KAEC2KAENZ2K.
Afternoon.
Okay, Frank. Good hearing from you. It's a 2K's QRT. Good afternoon.
NZ2K disconnected.
No. Sorry.
This is the KQ2H repeater system.
Good afternoon.
The time is
1 o'clock p.m.
N2ACF repeat. WA2ZLB, the time is 1 p.m.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
This is the WA2ZLB repeater.
W, repeat.
WA2ZLB repeater. This is the N2ACF system. With over 55,408 minutes of BS, this is KQ2H repeater.
Residential bird, C 73 Morrison Street, 73 Morrison, Baez Residence, exit 73 Morrison.
73 Morrison, repeat.
KWR Mobile.
Good afternoon.
NTJAM.
Location 716.
Cab.
Sorry, every residential burn. 181 Alpine Drive. 181 Alpine Drive. Connolly Residence. Living room and master bedroom motion. 181 Alpine.
Apple.
Good afternoon.
The time is
2 o'clock p.m.
N2ACF. Repeat.
Seven 716 communications. We're clear from the crash. Thanks, all towns, for the assist.
Clear from the crash. 1400.
WA2ZLB, the time is 2 p.m.
Good afternoon.
From Morrison, set off an error. Where was the other one on Alpine? 181?
Affirm, 181 Alpine Drive, 181 Alpine Drive.
Appreciate it.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
This
is the KQ2H repeater system. With over 55,411 minutes of BS, this is KQ2H repeater. This is the N2ACF system.
KD2BOR, on analog, on the radio. Listen.
WA2HSO1 to DLI Mobile.
WA2HSO, base station, responding. Good afternoon.
Man, you must have sit right there in front of that radio. That's a good response.
All right, thank you for the compliment, sir. Yeah, working on my my antenna system, my new one.
Oh, okay. What you got left to do?
Put it up in the air.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. It's some time because the weather's coming.
This is KQ2H repeater.
I got it all set up for five handsticks. All the wires are all set. The counterpoise wire is all set. Mounting is all set. All I have to do is take it outside, put the pole through it and tighten it up, and throw it up in the air after I put screw the handsticks on.
Oh, you got more than just putting it up in the air. You got to put the handsticks on. Oh, that won't take long, right?
Oh, they can screw on.
Okay, don't take long.
Nope, not at all. Everything's all set, and it's nice and neat, too. I got the five coaxes all wire tied together, so it'll look nice coming down. So, yep, ready to go.
Now, what you going to do on the end, the business end, you going to put it into a coax switch, or how you handling that?
I'm not exactly sure, but I don't have anything on now, so they should come in the window nice and easy, and then I can figure it out. I got, what did I put? 20 or 25 feet of cable on it. The pole is only 10 feet, so that'll, 10 feet should clear the roof and give me, or maybe I put 15 feet of wire on it. But I'll bring it in the window, then I'll worry about it.
I was doing something there with the frequency and got off frequency just a bit.
Yep. Yeah, let's see now. Now I just gotta bring it out into the track. Got it all wired up, nice and neat. Carry the assembly with one hand. I'm gonna take some pictures. I got some pictures of before I put the wires on. So, yep, get out there. I don't know what this is supposed to be like tomorrow.
I think Saturday's okay, but Sunday's going to be a whole long story. Let me ask you a stupid question. Is the frequency 075 or 070?
75.
Oh, that's what I thought, but I copy on 70. Can you do a little rack, scratchy in the beginning? I don't know what's going on there, but, I went down to 7-0 and I said, I can hear you there too. But, so then I got forgotten what the real frequency is supposed to be. I had it on 7-5 before.
I bought somebody's blades for my Dremel. I think they're supposed to be a metal cutting blade. But that's what I did. You know those, I told you about those flat bars that I get at Lowe's, right?
And flat bars, I'm not sure.
I don't know what they use them for. I guess putting up decks and stuff. But they're about an inch and a half wide and various lengths and various thicknesses. But that's what I'm using for, to hold the mast in place.
Okay, yeah, I remember you talking about those, but I couldn't bring out what they are for either. Not for different sizes and lengths and thicknesses. I'm not sure what their main purpose is, if that's an elk, whatever purpose you need it for.
You ever go into the Lowe's in what is it, Newburgh there?
Rare, like occasion.
Okay. But they're down in the aisle where the rods are, the rebob, and that stuff. They're down there at the end where they got all the corner pieces for decks and what have you.
They have holes in them or they're just solid?
That's why I'm not sure what they're for. They have a variety of holes, you know, placement for a little bit smaller than a quarter inch. And then there's a couple of round ones, which are just a little too small for these, our ham things. But there's a variety of holes placed strangely.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, well, like I said, it could be for anything. For anybody's imagination, variety of things. I don't know. That's interesting. I'm not sure what it would be for specifically, so I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm going to throw this up in the air, right alongside the house. 10-foot pipe should give me, I think I measured that this peak here is 10 feet off the deck. So if I go to the edge of the house, it'll be down a little bit further. So the ham stick should clear the edge of the house, come right down the window, and then the counterpoise wires. I got them 20 feet long, and I'll throw those into the tree. So it'll be like a right angle, just over into the tree. There's only one wire, four conductor, and I went down in the, I went down inside and I broke it. So I've got four different lengths for counterpoises. It's a Rube Goldberg, but we'll see what happens.
Hey, some of that stuff is Rube Goldberg. Works good, so bigger problem sometimes you can't duplicate it.
Well, when I had that other antenna, remember I had that, I forgot what it was, the vertical with the coil on it? What he supplied for a counterpoise was flat four-conductor wire. That's all. You just, you know, use it, and it sort of works like a, like the one side of a G5. You know, just different lengths. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Mainly is when I want to use it for receiving anyway.
I'd be interested to see how it works out. I mean, interested enough. Now, right now, I'm going over here to the bank. I got to turn in my quarters. I got probably about $100 worth of quarters, I think. Pretty close. I got the small food container from a Chinese place full, and I just can barely get the lid on. So, before it's always been a little less than that. So, I think I might be close to 100. And, got the check. That's what I'm going to go back home.
Ah, very good. You got work for tomorrow?
No, I already never say anything from Fridays and Saturdays. I mean, and Sundays. Only emergency stuff. We're on noisy intersection on the radio here, 17K and 300.
Yeah, that's over by Lowe's. Yeah, I don't. That's where it gets a little noisy, I think.
Yeah, I think that's the lights heading towards Walmart on 300. Gets a little noisy there, and it clears up as I get out of the intersection. So, yeah, you know, transformers and neon signs for the gas station, you name it.
Okie dokie, I'll let you do your thing. I'll let you do your thing, and talk to you later on.
Get back there and get that thing finished so you can try it out. Like I said, Sunday's not going to be a good day, so I'm going to hope to get it out there and set up tomorrow.
Good afternoon. The time is 2:28 p.m.
This is KQ2H, repeater.
Good afternoon.
Well, it shouldn't take long because, like I said, everything's there. Everything's there. I just have to screw the hamsticks on. I think I got an 80, a 40, a 20, and a 10. And maybe I'll throw two. I think I got a couple of 20s. I'll throw a couple of them up there. Let's see what happens. Can't hurt none. Only mainly for the receiver anyway. All right, buddy. Catch you later on. And that radio plays and plays and plays. Now that I got the voltages, it's not going to die. N2DLI, WA2HSO. Have a good afternoon and evening.
Hi, buddy. Yeah, we'll go figure about the radio, but that was a good news. In the timeline. Got a guy waiting for him to fucking about half a mile an hour. Not even that fast. Cool guy. Great cane and all. All right. Talk to you later. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. I got things to do, make some pies, and a lot of things I got to do, but I can't be all right now, but they'll come back to mind. All right, Mr. John, see you later.
Hey, if you don't remember what they are, now you can just forget them.
Yeah, the big problem is that it's probably something I needed to do, and wanted to do. It might be one, might be the ceiling mail off that FedEx box. I think they're open there, because I think that's Saturday. I like the FedEx ground. That's a big deal. So far, I haven't got it. So anyway, all right. I'll talk to you later.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
Inside of it, you know, it looks like the...
this is KQ2H
like
repeater.
But they want $34 for it.
Oh, I bet they do. Yeah, that's cool. Hey, well, I just want to let you know how I made out, and like I said, I'm going to go back to the house, kick my feet up, a cup of coffee, and start searching. Maybe even take a nap.
I find I can't do that in the afternoon. If I do that, then I'm just more tired the next day.
I get rested up. We'll catnap or skip for me. Oh, this guy can turn left in the illegal place. Oh, geez. I tell you, people are lawbreakers.
Yeah, so I'll go have some fun. See what else you're going to buy that you don't need.
That's what the quarter savings is for. Guilt-free, whatever it is, amount, free. So that's what, you know, what I do it for.
Okie dokie, buddy. Go find something good. N2DLIWA2HS. So talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, senor. I'll talk to you tomorrow for sure. Have a good evening, and if I find anything interesting and good, I'll pass it along and let you know what I got. I don't know what I want. Nothing really. But maybe I'll get another kit or something to build, play with, and get rid of. WA2HSO went to the
WA2HSO clear. Continuing to listen.
Wow, a lot of feedback. Hey, John, question for you. WA2HSO from KQ2H.
Go ahead, my friend.
Just out of curiosity, can you switch your radio to low power?
Let me think about that. See if I can find it.
With over 55,432 minutes of BS, this is KQ2H repeater.
To Boston, KD2BOR, listening.
See what that does. It turned it down to 10. 10 watts.
Sounds better. That's the lowest setting you have?
No, I have it set at 50. I never know where I'm going to be. So I turned it down to 10. Oh, does that make a difference? Sound better?
Yep.
Give me a description of why there's a difference. What difference does it sound like?
I know if you're on frequency a couple of KTs or something, John, when you're talking, and you turn the power down, it's like right on.
Yeah, you're not off frequency. I apologize for the feedback. You're not really off frequency. Your antenna is in a dead spot to one of the receiver sites that you, and for some reason that knocks out high frequency noise, and you get voted there. If you go to low power, then you're less likely to go to the wrong receiver and go to the right one. I don't know if that is. That's enough of an explanation, but your antenna is in a null, and DLI, Tim, is just, to his ear, it sounds like you're off frequency, because that's what multipath phase distortion sounds like, and, but you're not off frequency, you're in a, you know, you're just in a bad location. When you switch antennas, that doesn't happen, so I know it's just for your antenna location. How else can I explain it to you, but if you stay at low power, it sounds great.
Tom, all right, so when I was at high power, I was the voter was putting me in a different receiver, which doesn't sound right. When I go to the low power, it's a different receiver, so it sounds better. I think I got that.
Right, the multipath is, it's confusing that receiver into believing there's less noise than it really is. But that's what was going on before.
transmitted, that's what it sounded like. That's what I thought he was on frequency. That's what I relate to how it sounded. Just to clarify that.
No, no, I meant to that's what I was saying. That's what Tim meant when you said he thought you were off frequency. He was confused, you know why. But that's the reason why you sounded the way you did.
This radio stuff is too complicated.
The reason you're not too familiar with that phenomenon is you don't live where I do, where I'm up on the mountain, but I'm blocked to the south, and any signals that come from the south are reflections off of the Catskills. In fact, if I want to get a signal coming in from the city, for example, the south, back in the days, I used to play with 900 megahertz, and I had the high-power repeater up at World Trade Center. I could get into it from the house, but I had to point the antenna north. I had a directional antenna. I got a reflection off the Catskills that went to the south. And every signal, including this repeater, everything that's south of me, behind the mountain, comes in, even 10 meters, comes in by multipath. So I'm very familiar with things sounding off frequency. If you're on a portable, you move it a foot or so, it sounds better. You know, 5-10 minutes later, it's all fuzzy again.
This
know.
Is KQ2H, repeater.
That's what's happening, and that's what's happening to you.
All right, well, that's the way it goes. Like I said, this radio, it gets too complicated. What do I have to do to understand it? I guess I got to go out and get my extra.
This marijuana is pretty much legalized now. Smoke a blunt. It'll help you think clearer.
What was that about legal?
This marijuana is pretty much legal now, so you can go ahead and smoke a blunt, and your head will be a lot clearer. You understand radio?
I never thought of that.
Drink some, rum or whiskey, like that guy, WB2CLM, Tom, and then you'll understand radio like he does.
Good afternoon. The time is 3:06 p.m.
This is KQ2H, repeater. This is the KQ2H, repeater system.
Where'd you go, Jeff?
I'm here. I'm trying to think. I got a bottle of wine that I guess I gotta say I imported it from Hawaii. Maybe I gotta go open up that macadamia nut wine.
Sounds good.
I think I've had it there for a year. I haven't opened it. I was waiting for a special occasion, but I think I'm going to have it Thursday. And nut wine.
Yeah, very good. Okay. That sounds very good. I never had macadamia wine.
I have never had it either. I looked all around. There's no place that I could find it online. The only place that seems to have it is this Volcano Wineries in Hawaii. You know why macadamia nuts are so expensive?
I don't know. No, that I don't know, but I know they're very greasy and very fatty and tasty at the same time.
Hawaii limits how many can be sent out of the state. They limit the export of them.
Why is that?
Like everything else, keeps the price up.
Good afternoon.
I have to stop and get a snack and some macadamias,
C-1511. 41 way
Lake Communications. Confirm medics are responding to 195 Livingston.
Broadway, Japan. Broadway, Japan. Two cars, no injuries.
Station 4108. I also got a mic on BLS started as well.
This is the N2ACF system.
Station 521, 509.
522.
Sorry, suspicious auto. Work. Number two stroke. Suspicious Chevy in the driveway. Unfamiliar to the residents. Got a plate coming back to not listed. Bravo Hotel Echo 57 Delta on a Chevy. Two Stonebrook Court. Communication Norwood, I have your rig is in service.
4108, I'm out of Broadway in Japan.
Receive contained. 522.
Go ahead.